Welcome everybody to the Listen Up Podcast. It's your boy Brandon at Future No Dad 24.
This your boy Sam at More Life One.
Let's get it. Put it up.
The type of people made the club before. Many a day has passed.
Yo, what's up, everybody? This is the Listen Up Podcast. This is your boy, Brandon.
This is your boy, Sam.
Yo, man, we are back with, I guess, our final game review of the season, man. It is a victorious one, man. Sam, you ready to dive into this thing, man?
Yeah, man, let's get it, man.
Hey, man, before we get started, man, hit that subscribe button, man. You see it down at the bottom on the ribbon, man. Click the subscribe button if you have not already. Somebody asked, man, how can they know if, you know, when we're recording? And that's simple, man. Enable your notifications. Hit the notification. They'll send you a pop-up, man, and tell you exactly when we going live, man. So for everybody, man, who's been asking, that's what you do, man. Hit that notification button. Do the same thing on Apple, man. I see our Apple subscribers going up, man. Listen, by next season, I guess we plan to be at a different level, man. We're like 40 subscribers away. Keep hitting that button, man. If you like, I'm gonna give you a couple minutes before while we ramble a little bit at the beginning to go ahead and go to your kids' room, go to their tablet and devices. You know what I mean? Call them in the room real quick and just hit the subscribe button. They're gonna be sending those anyway because I know y'all raising them right. So go ahead and hit the subscribe button. Let them go ahead and get this early advance. Listen up, pod subscription, man. Sam.
Yep.
The Jaguars are making the playoffs.
This is happening.
And I remember the first week of the season, I believe I said, Trevor ain't it.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I tweeted that out.
You might have said that out your mouth.
That prompted a phone call from T-Wig.
Which, of course, it did. Which put you in what? A Bible study session?
Yeah, which put me in a very long conversation about, you know, about how it was too soon to tell and how Urban Meyer was the worst coach in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Problem with that is that whole conversation, he was right. And I hate to give T-Wig credit when he be right. You know what I mean? But he was right. Urban Meyer was an abject failure and was the problem for a lot of this team. And Trevor Lawrence is him.
Yeah, he's gotten better, man.
I don't even think the dude is playing with, again, it's funny, man, to see what looks like a flip switch for quarterbacks because it becomes a different game you're watching. You know what I'm saying? It becomes a completely different game you're watching. It becomes a completely different way of looking at things. Their confidence goes up and everything like that. And we saw it with Jordan Travis early on this season where I was like, oh, I think he, you know, as what's his name? Other Lawrence Fishburne would say, I think he's beginning to believe that was Trevor. That was Trevor. And that was, that was Trevor. And that's been Jordan all season long, man. Those boys started to believe. And it's been fun to watch, man, as a Jaguar fan and as a Seminole fan. I can't remember the last time I said it's been fun to watch as a Jaguar fan. And a
single fan. Well, you know, it's amazing to have two teams with really good, competent quarterback play. You know what I'm saying? The quarterback position, man, it changes everything, man. When you got a quarterback, I mean, it's the ultimate equalizer, man. You know what I'm saying? It's the ultimate equalizer. So, you know, I think with Trevor and Jordan, it was kind of like cool to watch their progress as the seasons went along. You know what I'm saying?
It really was, man, because both of them, I think, had like a lull in the middle of the season. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where it looked like I thought they had it. I thought they were figuring it out, but I'm not sure exactly how good they are. Right. And then both of them battled that adversity and came back. And now it looks like I can argue to say two of the best quarterbacks in their respective leagues.
Yeah, I mean, the future feels bright because, you know, you got two guys that can play the quarterback position.
Right.
Upper tier quarterback play. So the future looks bright now with FSU, and it looks bright with the Jacksonville Jaguars, the prince that was promised, Trevor Lawrence.
The prince that was promised.
Yeah, that's what Nick Wright calls them on First and First.
Oh, I saw it. I saw it. Nick is taking this opportunity to tell everybody how dope, how he was on this train from the beginning, and I appreciate him for that. You know what I mean? Because again, Jacksonville doesn't get very much TV time, very much spotlight. We don't get very much things for the positives. So,
but let me ask you this question: since we talk about FSU and Jordan Travis. Did he exceed your expectations?
My man threw for 400 or something yards yesterday. Yeah. You would have never guessed me to think that he would have went. I would have told you if he had went 27 he had thrown it 38 times, that was a loss.
Right.
Matter of fact, I know I've said that on this pod. If Jordan Travis is throwing it 38 times, you have lost that game.
Right.
And for Jordan Travis to throw it 27 out of 38 for 400 and something yards and 468 all-purpose yards, man, exceeded my expectation is an understatement. My man is like, you know what I mean? Like, he really exceeded expectation. He is, like Timmy say, against a Venables defense. But yeah. I give Mike a lot of credit for that, too. You know what I mean? Because, again, Venables had not only Jordan Travis's number, I think, early in that game, and we can go ahead and get into it now. Venables had, I thought, both Mike and Atkins' number early in the game, and he had Jordan Travis's number early in the game. He had pretty much figured out, all right, I know what y'all want to do. I can stop it, and I'm going to make y'all look a little different.
Yeah, I saw early on Mike tried to run his famous wheel route play, and
they shut
it
down.
Yeah, several times that was shut down early and often. Like, he wasn't going to let them run that wheel route. Like, he wasn't having that.
They had two people on it. They had a man up top. And, like, literally as if they knew it, as if they had heard the play call in the box.
Yeah, yeah. So I think Venables, you know, he did a really good job scouting like that. I thought FSU played really hard. I don't think it was necessarily coaching that was the difference in the first half. I think the physicality of Oklahoma stunned them a little bit. And I think we saw that when they played equal talented teams. We saw that they get kind of stunned by physicality. Like, we saw that, you know, we saw it against Wake, saw it against NC State, and we saw it against Clemson. I think the only difference is I think Brett is not a really good coach right now. And so he does certain things that allow you to win games late in the half, to win late in the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying? I thought OU played hard. I think OU's made a lot of progress through the season, to be honest with you. So I think OU's future is bright. I think FSU did a good job to win 10 games this year. So I was pleasantly surprised by Jordan Travis. I've been surprised by him all year. I thought he would have a good year. I knew he had to get to 3,000 yards total offense for this year to even be somewhat good. He surpassed that. He was close to almost 4,000 yards of total offense. But you know, I think FSU we got a ways to go on defense. I think so, but I thought the team fight hard, play hard, and I think that the bowl game was pretty representative of what the whole season was. You know what I'm saying? They was never going to quit. They played hard, but you know, it was a good game. I thought it was a really good game. It was a better game than what I thought it was going to be. I thought we was going to cover the spread. I thought it was going to be a 10-point win by FSU.
Yeah, I agree. I'll say this when it comes to – yeah, I agree with you on the physicality point, right? I do think they got hit in the mouth early. And I think it lends itself a little bit to kind of bowl games, right? You have no idea the motivations that both of these teams have come in with. You know what I mean? Like, I thought OU looked around and said, they expect us to lay down. They expect that we down a lot of players. And I think maybe Florida State have had a little bit of a victory lap, you know what I mean, over the last 3 weeks since the season ended. Mm-hmm. Oh, you didn't have that same victory lap. And so I think two teams came in with two different motivations. And Florida State got hit in the mouth, and then it was, okay, all right. If this is what we're doing, and that's to the never die attitude of this team. That's to the likability of this team, and that's to the tough mindset that I think, you know, the coaching staff has instilled in them. Right. Those guys are able to fight back even when, all right, it didn't go the way we wrote it. The script didn't happen the way we planned it. Don't matter. Let's adapt. You know what I mean? And that's one thing I think we've seen the back half of this season. It don't matter what you throw at them. You know what I mean?
Right.
Gators came in, like you said, they out-physical. They out-physical them. They pushed them all up and down the field. We saw the same thing with Oklahoma early in that game. But then the second half, it was like, we can hit too. You know what I mean? Like, and so I think that's what I'm most impressed about from this game outside of Jordan Travis, because shoot, man, Jordan Travis's performance yesterday was something of.
In the games you had to have it, LSU, Florida, Oklahoma.
He
showed up. He was the difference. You know what I'm saying? When he didn't show up, they lost those games against Wake, NC State, and Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
I think in the back half of the season, his ability to start using his legs to get out of bad sacks and make them first downs was huge. You know what I'm saying? It was huge. He was just really, really good, man. He was really in control and really good the back half of the season. He really was.
Difference maker, man. He's a difference maker. He's a legit. I think one thing it did, it set him up on at first I thought the Heisman talk was a little, I don't know if it's real. I thought it was a bit premature. Go out in a bowl game throwing 468 yards while the announcers are kind of already talking about, you know, being a potential Heisman candidate, puts you squarely in that mix, which then adds a, you know, which is great for him. Because coming from where he came from, being overlooked quarterback by three different staffs, because you saw that Louisville didn't really want him. He knew that Florida, Willie Taggart's staff didn't really want him as their quarterback. And even Mike Norvell's staff wavered at the early part of his career as well. They weren't sure about him. So for him to fight through all of that to now be looked at as, you know, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, man, is huge.
I mean, I don't know if those staffs didn't want him. I mean, he wasn't good at that time. You know, he needed development. He needed development.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, he needed development. I mean, that's just – I mean, he needed development. Like, it's nothing wrong. I know kids say things. Like, I remember Donovan Smith from Alabama that won the Heisman was like, nobody believed in him. I'm like, bro, Nick Saban recruited you, bro. He believed in you, bro. Like, just relax with all that. I know players say stuff like that, but people need to.
I'm gonna tell you, he felt like they didn't believe in him based on his own words.
They always feel that way. They always feel that way.
No, I understand.
We sat here on the pod, you know, last year, and we was like, why are we playing this quarterback game when it's clearly one is better than the other? Yeah, I mean, it's clearly one is better than the other. What are we doing? You know what I'm saying? I think at the end of the day, Jordan Travis had to get off himself and get better. And he got better. Mm-hmm. I think a lot of times.
Got bigger?
Yeah, I mean, he was small as hell when he first got to Florida State. It took him 3 years to gain weight. You know, it took time. Mm-hmm. He had to develop. And sometimes when you recruit a guy that's a three-star quarterback, it takes time for them to develop. You know, he's in year four now. Next year, he'll be in year five. So, I mean, you know, he is a testament to, you know, working hard, staying at it, you know, and some things broke right for him. He got on a team where he had a coaching change. He had a staff that really wasn't recruiting well at the quarterback position. So they kind of stuck with him. And he took the opportunity to get better knowing that he was going to be the quarterback. And I think it's okay to say that it took him time to develop and become a better quarterback, because he wasn't this quarterback last year, you know. If he was this quarterback last year, I don't think it's a question if he's starting last year. I mean, if he was this quarterback 2 years ago, you know, it's not a question that he's a starter. You know what I'm saying? But he did have to develop. He's gotten better, man. He does read defenses now. He go from 1, 2 to 3 now. You know, he usually didn't do that. You know what I'm saying? You know, so I think he's just a better player than what he was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, last year. He's just he's an outright better player, in my opinion.
100% agree with you. I'm gonna pivot for a minute. Is Johnny Wilson the most frustrated player you ever seen play football?
Not really.
My man goes from all right, I'm gonna drop the easy ones, but you give me a tough one when the game needed, man. I'm gonna make up, man. I don't mean that literally. I mean like, yeah.
He reminds me a little bit of T.O. T.O. was kind of like that in the NFL. Like, you know, he was a volume catcher, man. Like, you throw the ball 9 times, he might catch 7 of them. But those 7.
Those 7 was going to be something. Yeah.
Those 7. Exactly what it is. Yeah. Those 7 is when you really, really need it. You know what I'm saying? So, he needs to work on his hands. Personally, I think Johnny wasn't just one of them guys, man. He's never going to be like a natural pass catcher. You know what I'm saying? He's just never going to be like a natural pass catcher. He can work on it, but he never going to be a natural pass catcher, man.
No, he not, man.
But you still got to throw in the ball 7 times.
I was just going to say, but the thing is, you got to keep going back to him. What he brings, no other receiver on the team can bring to the table. You know what I mean? He's a big body. He, for some reason, always seems open. Like, he seems excellent at finding the spots in the zone. Yeah. Or being able to, you know, he's really good at just finding that soft spot and sitting. And clearly Jordan Travis has made him his favorite target. You know what I mean? And that's good too when your quarterback has a favorite target. So no, Johnny Wilson was frustrated yesterday, man. But again, every time you needed a third down, it was you giving one. You know what I mean?
My girl be wanting me to be, you know, she kind of like, she done took on the personality of FSU Twitter where she be wanting me to be wrong all the time. And, you know, I always be like, yeah, Johnny Wilson going to drop 2 of these balls today. You know, it's going to the game. I just kind of bake it into the equation. You know what I'm saying?
Into the equation?
Yeah, bake it into the equation.
Johnny dropped two crucial touchdowns.
So yeah, every time he would catch the ball, she would hit me like, yeah, yeah, you see Johnny, see my boy Johnny. Then as soon as he dropped the ball, she's like, why you do that, Johnny? I said, see, you just got to bake it into the equation. I mean, it's coming. Like, just relax.
If you prepare yourself for it ahead of time, you would not be surprised. Yeah, prepare for it.
But prepare I will tell you, that over-the-shoulder catch that he had, was special. That over-the-shoulder catch. It's like, that's NFL. Yeah. That was an NFL-type catch right there.
We've asked receivers for years to make contested catches. the tough – you can do that. It's all right. With a dude grabbing you, you being pass interfered, it's okay to make that catch still. Other receivers and other teams do it. We always complain about, oh, he was getting grabbed, and he missed the call. Man, go make the catch. Just make the catch and leave it out of referee hands.
Yeah, be tough.
And we've seen it. I thought McClain, you know, made some tough catch, and Pokey's. You need a touchdown in the big game when the team's down. Pokey got you. He's always had that, and he's gonna always be that in my opinion. So Pokey got unfortunately losing Pokey, but yeah, I think offensively, and me and you talked about this last night. I think offensively, I think they'll be able to put up whatever number they need to in order to be in the game or win the game. I don't think there's a defense on the schedule that they play next year that will be able to keep them from scoring into the 30s and probably most teams into the 40s.
Yeah, I think the efficiency rate is going to go up next year. I thought they looked good. I just thought the offense is so good that I was like, man, this offense can do – I can see the excitement of what you think is possible with the team because of the offense. Because, right. I mean, a lot of people like saying, wait until we get Hakeem. I'm not really too concerned about the wide receiver position next year. But I look at – I think when you get those two tight ends and then you add that tackle into this offense, man, it's hard for me to believe that they won't score well into the 30s every game. I mean, when you add Hakeem and that Murlock kid, I mean, this offense is going to be really, really dynamic next year. Like, really dynamic next year.
Yeah. And then, you had, like I said, you had Winston Wright as well. You know what I'm saying? So, you got, like, I think you got an abundance of talent at your running back position. You have an abundance of talent at your wide receiving position. And your quarterback is elite. At least college football elite. That's what makes up good. You know what I mean? Like, and your line clearly is showing up. That dog. What's that? That's thing. And your line is clearly improving. You know what I mean?
Right.
They're not there yet. You saw it last night early in that game. They're not there yet, right? And like you said, that's right. Good bro. We got two tight ends. You know what I mean? And we got two tight ends. 85 decided he was going, you know what I mean? He was going to play last night. I didn't expect that. Did not have him on my bingo card. Cool. But now you add two elite tight ends to this group as well. It's a lot of riches. You know what I mean?
It's a lot of riches.
That's a lot of riches. That's one of those good problems for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Now,
but you want to slide to the defense?
All right. So listen, we're gonna reset this. This is another one of those reset the rooms like we did last week, right?
Right.
All right. If y'all wanted us to just talk about how great that win was, actually, matter of fact, before we even go there, we talked about it too. I thought the Oklahoma win was a good win. I thought Oklahoma is a good football team. Not good in the sense of Clemson, number one, whatever it is, but I do think that Oklahoma is a good football team coached by a good coach who just hadn't figured it out yet. I do think that was a good win yesterday versus a quality opponent.
Okay.
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, well, before we even get there, man, make sure y'all hit the like button. We got 63 people in here, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure you subscribe to the show. All right. Yeah. You said that you think Oklahoma was a good opponent, right?
Yeah.
I think Oklahoma is a decent team. I think they're okay. I think I can look at them. I can see how they lost six games. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd be like, it's a coach that don't know how to manage his timeouts. You got a quarterback that holds the ball entirely too long. Mm-hmm. I can see how that might cost you three or four games down the road. You know what I'm saying? I can see how you could be in games you got no business being in because the coach can't manage the clock at the half. Can't manage his timeouts. I can see why Oklahoma lost six games.
First year head coach problems.
Yeah, right. And I look and say, had a lot of opt-outs. You know, a lot of offensive linemen not playing. Running backs not playing. You know, I can see why Vegas will put the line at 9 points, right? 9.5.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I think Brent Venables has done something at Oklahoma where the kids definitely play hard for him, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're a team that's used to playing in bigger bowl games, right, because of Lincoln Riley, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they're used to playing in bigger bowl games. I mean, granted, though, they had a lot of transfers, so this team was kind of young because all the guys follow the difference maker guy followed Lincoln to USC, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I can see why Oklahoma was 6-6, right?
Right.
I think, and this is going to make FSU fans mad because I think that Gator fans say this and Miami fans say this, and I think a lot of our fans don't like trolling, don't like to be trolled, which I don't know why that matters to people because it don't take any money out of your bank account for somebody to say something about your favorite football team that might be right. You know, I think FSU might have feasted on some bad teams, right? I think they made a lot of hay against bad teams that was injured, right? I think you probably should have beat Oklahoma by a little bit more points than that. Me personally, I don't think that should have been relatively close if you're a real legit 10-win team. You know what I'm saying? That defense yesterday was atrocious. I mean, they is going up and down the field running. I thought Oklahoma play calls was ridiculous in the third quarter. I was like, I don't even know Oklahoma's trying to win anymore. Are they just trying to run the clock out? Because they was just running the ball every down. And I'm thinking to myself, y'all not even going to throw the ball on first down? I mean, y'all getting pretty good yards when y'all run the ball on third down. But y'all going to run three straight times and just punt the football? You know what I'm saying? Like, Oklahoma did things in that game when they got
up. They were hitting the run, though.
No, but my point is, you already hitting the run, so why wouldn't you throw off a play action on first down? You know what I'm saying? Because you hitting the run on them so hard. But it was like, Oklahoma was like, oh, we're going to run into the line first down, run into the line second down, run into the line third down. And I thought Oklahoma didn't do a good job play calling the third quarter, which allowed you back in the game, you know what I'm saying, a lot of respects. But then in the fourth quarter, Oklahoma just started, it's like, then they just decided, oh, man, we down. Let's go ahead and just start throwing these cornerbacks again like we did in the first quarter. And they go right back down the field again. And it's just, that defense is terrible against teams with decent quarterback play and decent O-line play. Teams just go up and down the field on them, man. Up and down the field, man. I mean, we saw the same thing against Florida. I mean, running the ball for
that was a bad offense.
Just running the ball terrible, for 80
with
yards.
With a terrible quarterback.
Yeah.
With a terrible quarterback.
Yeah.
And no receivers. Understand, that's what happened against Florida. Like, we took it light because we had beat our rivals or whatever it is, but that's what happened against Florida. We played a bad quarterback. a bad coaching staff with no wide receivers. And we got in a shootout with that group.
Yeah, and then you turn back around. These
dudes had their second string offensive line in.
Yeah.
They weren't no push in the middle.
Yeah.
I said it at the Florida game. All of them dudes need to come back, verse included. All of them dudes need to come back, verse included. Listen, Tiger said it earlier. I just saw it pop by. But outside of Jamie Robinson having a LaMarcus Joyner type of game, we lose.
Yeah, I mean,
he said he don't know if he's staying or going out. With the performance that he put on yesterday, he need to go ahead and go.
That was
every bit of Derwin James, LaMarcus Joyner, Jalen Ramsey against Miami. Like, that was that type of game, man, that we saw from Jamie Robinson. But the rest of them dudes, that ain't it. Like, it ain't it. They get pushed around. They get blocked at the receiver group, at the DBs. Safeties can't make a play outside of Robinson. They don't ever – it ain't like they were doing simple route. It ain't like they were doing some really dope route concepts.
Yeah.
They ran the post. Safeties out of position. Like, it's just – it's bad, man. The entire defensive staff needs to be relieved of their duties. And we need to bring it in just a whole new lifeblood in them. Find me some guy. Again, the furniture is tired. It's old. Y'all got it from IKEA. It's breaking down now. It don't last that long. It's time to let the furniture go. The defensive coordinator has shown time and time and time and time and time and time and time again that everybody's going to score on them. They are not going to stop and stifle anybody. Y'all can tell me about the back half of the season. They only held whatever, the 3 points, whatever it is. I can argue them teamed up themselves to them points because they was bad. Your DBs are all bad. They all look – it's – dog, fire them dudes, man.
I mean, I'm just sitting there watching the game. And you know something, man? I'm going to say this, man. And this is my problem with this team going forward. When you start projecting the team forward, right?
That is correct.
In FSU 2012, right, they had Terrence Parks was at safety, right?
Mm-hmm.
I forgot who the other guy was. But behind them, they had LaMarcus Joyner, right? And I felt like, okay, LaMarcus Joyner going to be special. You know what I'm saying? Like, when Parks them leave, the guys behind them going to be even better. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see that on this roster, man. You know, and people going to be mad about that. But the truth is, they need to get serious, man, about high school recruiting. The defensive side of the football. Maybe you can patchwork the offense together. Maybe you can do it. I ain't saying you can't. But I will tell you this. The last 3 years, you brought in a lot of transfers on defense, man. That defense is just bad, man. It's bad against good teams, man. It is. It's bad against good teams with quality offensive players, man. It's bad. It's just bad. You know what I'm saying? You need to deep dive and start getting you some difference makers out of the high school ranks. I mean, I just don't get it. I just don't get it, man. I mean, you got, I don't understand. Like, Verse is good. I think Verse is a good football player. I do. Verse made great splash plays. He does.
Yep.
But, man, anytime a team want to get to the edge, they just run right over there, bro. It's just, it's Katie bought a door. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Here's the thing. DeMarcus Walker made plays the entire game. Verse don't do that. And DeMarcus Walker is not a better talent than Jared Verse. But but every single game, DeMarcus Walker was coming in there, and you no matter where you lined him up at, he was going to make plays the entire game. You had to account for him.
Yeah.
Verse got pushed around against that Florida line.
Yeah.
We watched it. We don't have to be – we can tell the truth or we can lie to y'all. Y'all want to be lied to? Hey, man, there's a lot of folks who are going to lie to you the rest of the season. Verse got pushed around. And last night, he got pushed around again. Again, I know he made the play of the game. Shouts out. Respect. He also made a play early in the game as well.
Yeah.
But there were stretches of the game where I was like, boy, we need a play. We need some pressure on the quarterback. And it just didn't happen. Yeah, there was no move. There was no secondary move. Well, there was no. There was nothing he could do. And
The thing that concerns me with Verse is not that – I think it's okay that I think he's a good player.
He is.
But there's nothing behind him. And then, like, you know, and I like Patrick Payton, man, but that dude's about 20 pounds too light when you're talking about playing against good offensive lines, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you tell him to go get the quarterback, oh, man, Payton got you. Verse got you. They got you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? You tell him to go, hey, let's have a meeting at the quarterback, they got you.
Yep.
But in leverage situations.
Downs. Oh, my gosh. Obvious passing downs, they don't recap.
They the truth.
Yeah, which is why you saw it. The last play of the game was an obvious passing down. I'm going all out. He can't run it. It's obvious. He got to throw the football.
Right.
I am coming.
Right.
He's unstoppable in that situation.
Yeah. So, but you got to get – you need to get – we need a depth of quality defensive lines, man. You can't be talking about one or two guys, man. That's like, I think the Florida State 2012 team was six deep at defensive tackle with quality defensive guys at defensive tackle. It was quality. And the true freshman was, Jim Drake was on the second string on that defensive tackle rotation. You know what I'm saying? He's a second round pick. So I'm not even telling you to go get Jalen Carter. I'm not saying go get a top four player overall in the country. A top four player in the draft. I'm talking about you need some guys that's going to be potential second round picks at defensive tackle. You
just
need
some
to
quality.
Go,
yeah, some quality.
You need some real. You need some real beasts, man. And I ain't talking about naming a bunch of people that weigh 275 pounds. I'm talking about legit guys that's going to make shit happen. That's going to fuck shit up. Like on first down, the line gets crushed. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, that kid. Was holding the ball so damn long back there, it was aggravating me. I don't see how Brent Venable I can see why Brent was running the football as much as he did, because he probably was just tired of him taking bad sacks because he's just holding the football.
You know Gabriel what I'm was always looking for the home run. See, I think that was Gabriel's problem. Well, he went home run hunting the whole game after that early success. So then he started to hold the football.
Yeah, he was holding the football forever. And what's crazy was he was allowed to hold the football forever. He was allowed to hold the football so long he could make terrible decisions, which if that was a game plan, all right, cool. But I don't think no defense is designed to allow the quarterback to hold the ball that long. That's my opinion. I don't think it's designed to do that.
Again,
I'm gonna say this. I don't know if they need to make changes on the defensive staff.
I don't know
if you need better bodies and better personnel on the defensive staff.
Two things can be true. Seth. My fault. I apologize for interrupting. I know the fans get upset about that, but the answer is both. Better players and you need better coaching. Two things are true in this situation. You got to upgrade and you got to add some depth. Right? It was like. you know, somebody like, well, all right, well, Verse gone. Well, that's okay. We can replace him with dude went to Auburn. Well, dude went to Auburn now. So what do you have now? Now you got to back dive into the portal again for and hope we can land another guy. Cool. Yeah. But now who's going to coach him? Because, again, outside of just regularly talented and raw talent players, I don't have very much faith in what's going to be presented on that field. There's nothing that's happening on the back end that I've been proud of. That play on fourth down was made, again, by Jamie Robinson, understanding they just ran that slant. They're going to hit that slant again. So I'm going to shade the slant.
Right.
If Jamie Robinson doesn't shade the slant was open.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't, you know what I mean? Like, it's a, listen, they are a very good football team.
Yeah.
On offense. They can win another 10 games next season. They have a very soft schedule again next season. You basically got a two-game schedule. LSU, Clemson.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. The rest of the teams, losing quarterbacks in transition years, they are going to win those games next season. And it's going to look, it's going to be a lot of fun. You will still have problems, one in recruiting, and two in talent and depth. You need to have somebody when Verse leaves the field, you need to have somebody who can come in and step up. You need somebody behind Peyton. You need somebody behind, and they did a good job in the linebackers this group. So they do have some depth behind Bethune and Deloach. You need some safeties. You need depth, man. Somebody who is developing behind these transfers to fix the now. The transfers are for the now. You still need those recruits for the long term, and you need somebody to coach them up better.
And I think you in the South, man, and finding good defensive players in the South that's ready to play isn't that hard. You know, it's not that hard, man. They gotta start hitting on some young defensive talent, man. They gotta get some guys, man, because, you know, I just looked at this defense yesterday and it just pissed me off even more because I'm like looking at it, I'm like, this Oklahoma team wasn't even scoring that many points during the season, man. This Oklahoma team is not good. It is not good.
What was that Texas score?
They got beat by Washington. Like 27-20 or something. You know what I'm saying? I thought Washington, you know, Washington's a good football team, in my opinion. I think Texas is a good football team, in my opinion. Texas, this Oklahoma team wasn't good. This team wasn't rolling up a bunch of points on everybody.
But again, we've seen this. If we were just looking at the Oklahoma game an exclusive, if we were just looking at the Oklahoma exclusive, everybody would be like, no, it's okay or whatever. They'd be right. Everybody has their best game against us. We have seen this all season long. Teams who ain't never scored no points, all of a sudden rallying up points. Teams who ain't quarterbacks who've never been good. AR looked good against us.
Yeah.
Terrible.
They got to get some talent, man. Everybody keep naming all these players. Oh, they got this guy. Oh, they got that guy. Oh, they got this guy. Oh, they got. Okay, man. All right, man. All right. Y'all said that last year. I mean,
It might keep transfer porting on top of them same dudes y'all keep naming. Yeah, and keep adding portal players to play over top of them.
I mean, you gotta go out.
Mike don't believe as much as y'all believe in them dudes.
You gotta go out. You gotta out recruit Georgia, Bama. You gotta out recruit some of these teams for some of this defensive talent, man. You got to get into some of these recruitments, man, and start winning some of them, man, because you need difference makers. Let me clarify that. I think Mike Norvell with this offense will win down to 10 games in this conference every year. I really believe that. Firmly believe Mike Norvell can win 9 to 10 games in the ACC every year. Yep. Firmly believe that. Firmly believe 100%. That. Won't take nothing away from him. All right? But with this defense, you can't be great. You can't be great.
You're going to end up in dogfights with teams you don't have no business, which means you will end up losing one of them. There's a time where you're in a fight with a team you have no business being in a fight with because your defense cannot stop them, and it don't go that same way. Jordan Travis throws a pick. A fumble happens. Something happens where you can't finish that game off the way you expected to be. You shouldn't be in them type of close games every week, especially with teams that you shouldn't be. But if your defense is going to allow them to be in the games, Yeah. It's gonna be a problem. Again, listen, I've seen a whole lot of, you know, first of all, AR was 9-27. You didn't watch the game. Yes, he was 9-27. They also scored as many points as we did very easily to back up wide receivers. Stop the bullshit. how many really good defense? And I'm sorry if you tomorrow, you listen regular, whatever. I'm just, come on, dog. We watched the game. How many really good defenses are there? I'm not saying FSU should be Georgia's defense. I'm saying bad teams shouldn't score 35. That's it. Like, that's all I'm saying. Like, that's all
we
I'm
get,
saying. Like,
we get it. We get it. If you play USC,
they should be elite.
Yeah, if you play USC, yeah, I'm going to expect the game to be in the 30s, man. I'm going to expect for you to be in the high 30s against USC. If you play Tennessee, I would expect the game to be in the high 30s. I would.
Right.
You just played a sorry-ass Florida team, a sorry-ass Oklahoma team, and, man, these teams just marching up and down the field with damn near no resistance. They ain't making no fancy catches on the sidelines or running back breaking six tackles in the backfield or quarterback spinning out of four sacks and running for 20 yards.
They ran a misdirection on the goal line and nobody touched them.
I mean, what are we doing, man?
I saw that play.
And my thing with defense is if you're not forcing your will on the other team, right, you can't wear that team down. So they still just as fresh on offense as they was in the first quarter and the fourth quarter. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's you got to get some difference makers, man. You got to get some guys that can fuck drives up, that can just end drives.
Just get a couple stops. If we get us a defense, we're going to score in the 35s. This is what we're saying. We're going to score in the 35s.
Right.
Can we get a defense that can hold teams to under 20 or 220? Or even 25.
Just holding bad teams, man. Making real teams. Resistance for bad teams. That's all. I mean, I just, you know, people, man, it's a great season. You won 10 games. I'm happy. I'm excited. But, man, if what you're saying is what can the program be, you hit your head on a clear, on a very stiff-ass roof. With the way this defense is, and maybe it's not Fuller's fault because apparently the coaches do no wrong. Maybe it's not the players' fault because apparently the players are all great. They all play hard. There's nothing wrong with them. Okay,
you should just be okay with it. If you want to be okay with it,
that's fine. You don't have it's fine. It's fine. But I can tell you, it's certain programs in the country that can put together national championship teams. It's certain programs. Not a lot of programs that can do that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, see how they name it one catch on the sideline that's telling them, see, look how hard defense played on that play. These people ran a counter. They ran a counter six times that went for almost 20, 30, 40 yards a pop.
Again, I'm trying not to be, listen, this was supposed to be a positive podcast. I like on some defensive efficiencies and y'all are starting to get me to the point where I'm finna be like, you know what? Like I'm trying to be composed, New Year's, but y'all, it's really sad to read these comments, man. Mims did have a catch and it was nice. Our guy also had one too. They're going to make catch. We expect some tough catches. Yeah. We expect it. We understand. But I think you don't have to listen, my man. You are free to go and do whatever it is you want to do with yourself. I mean, we're not making you listen. I didn't force your hand in this. You made this decision willingly. You can log off. I'm okay with that. We're not arguing this team is good. We're not arguing we won 10 games. We're not arguing any of that. What we're saying is this defense should be better. That's all. That's the conversation. Should this defense be better? You say no, as is. We won the games. Cool. All right, my G. Go. Yeah. I mean, cool. I'm just saying there is a lot.
Yeah. Here's a big point I think Timmy not getting. We know Oklahoma is bad. They're 6-16. They are bad on defense.
Right. We knew that coming in. It's why I said I predicted 42 points. I said we should score 40 points because we knew that their defense was not good. What we didn't expect is for our defense to be just as bad. That's the problem. Like, this is what I'm not understanding with the conversation that we're having.
The team,
we did not expect our defense to look like the Oklahoma defense when our defense is not. Our defense
well, I think the biggest problem is, think about this. The biggest problem is this. If you looked at that game, which team was the 10-win team? Which team was the 6-win team?
They both looked like the same 6-win team.
They both look pretty identical.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all we're saying.
That's it.
And I think Mike outcoached Brent. I do.
In a second.
Yeah. I think he did. I think he outcoached Brent.
Yeah.
But all I'm saying is, he went spread.
He realized you could not stop all our receivers. It was going to leave passing lanes. It was going to scare y'all from what's,
Yeah, but I do think, to be honest with you, I just think they need to get some more guys on defense. They need to create some more depth. They need to get some difference makers in the middle and not a bunch of guys that y'all just named because they on the roster. I'm talking about legitimately, you need to be in some dog fights with Alabama, Georgia, any of these good defensive teams. You need to be in dog fights getting some of their recruits. I'm not saying you got to recruit at a top five level, but I'm saying every now and then you need to go find a Jalen Carter. You need to find some guys that can really legitimately be difference makers on defense. That's what I'm saying. Y'all can argue all you want about this. It's the proof is in the pudding. I mean, you can look at the games. They was played. You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to figure out what they saw all season long that made them
I think this offense, and I keep saying this, can compete with damn near anybody in the country. I really do. I think schematically this offense is really, really good. I think it does a lot of great things in the run game and the pass game. I think the vertical plays they make, I think it's a great offense. You know what I'm saying?
15-plus plays. They had plays over 15-plus yards.
Very explosive offense. This defense can leave a lot to be desired, man. They wasn't good when they had Jermaine Johnson last year.
They haven't been good under Fuller. They haven't.
Yeah, they got to get some guys.
They've had stretches against bad teams and terrible quarterbacks where we didn't give up a lot of points.
Yeah.
Cool.
So they got to be.
At no point in time did we look at this defense and think that they were going to stop any team with a good offense, any team with the pulse. And I'm telling you, that Oklahoma team is not that great of an offense, and we went up against their backup offensive line. Yeah. That's the part that people are not understanding. We went up against their backup. What would make you think Farmer – Peyton, I agree, Peyton is an impact player. What have done to, at this point, to make you think that Farmer is also included in that Peyton category? And this is what I'm saying. At this point, I'm not going to be great. I'm saying there's nothing we have seen up until this point that says he is absolutely going. If Fabo and Coop, who's been god-awful, if Fabo and Coop lead tomorrow, which they believe they are, if both of them dudes leave tomorrow, you gonna plug in Farmer and the transfer, and it's gonna be all right? Because I'm not seeing that. And this is what I'm saying. Like, you're not where you put it. Peyton was a lot like Verse last night. A couple splash plays, but not any impact felt.
Yeah, I mean,
they were running again. There was a time where there was teams would never run sideline to sideline against us. They did it as a strategy. Their game plan was to run sideline to sideline against you.
Right.
That means they don't believe you have team speed to be able to compete. That has never been said about a Florida State team.
Yeah.
They were running sweeps.
Yeah, I think overall the program is in a healthy place.
Stoop, son.
I think the program's in a healthy place. They got to get to – They just got to upgrade the defensive talent over there. They got to upgrade the defensive talent. You in a place in the country regionally where you can get good on defense pretty fast. You know what I'm saying? You can get good on defense pretty fast. People keep talking about guys coming back. I don't know. But even with them guys coming back, you still need guys behind them. You know what I'm saying? They got to create the depth on defense, man, to really take that next, to elevate themselves to another level, man. You can't continually play games. Well, like I said, you're in the ACC. You can win 10 games like this. You know what I'm saying? You can't.
Well, that's all I'm going to say. What's the goal, right? That's all I was literally just about to ask you. What's the goal, right? Because if the goal is to win the ACC, they'll probably do. They'll do that. I'm almost 100%. If I had money, I'd put it on what's his name. There was a bet to make. I would bet that they would win the ACC next year.
Yeah.
But the problem is, and not even the problem, the situation is, if you win the ACC, let's say they go 11-1, they're more than likely, possibly, end up in the Final Four.
Right.
Do we believe they are able to compete with Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State, USC, who else, maybe Washington, LSU? We'll have a chance to play LSU. But again, do we believe that we can compete with those teams? Will we get out there against those teams and get dog walked? Because here's the thing. When Alabama do get tired and he goes to the bench, you roll in another dude who is just as dope as the dude who just went to the bench. Yeah. Georgia's doing the same thing. And those other teams are doing that. That's what we're talking about when we say the high school recruiting matters. You have to be able to roll in some guys behind the guys who are your starters and not have that much drop off. And what happens is when we go to that second unit of McClendon and some of them other dudes who I'm trying not to name a lot of people, it's a drop off. And it's a big drop off.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I think, I just think they got to upgrade. I think they got to take a long look in the mirror and decide what they're going to do. They got to upgrade, and they got to decide what they want to be. But I do think, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, we'll see. I don't know what your ceiling is with this defensive staff. I don't feel like it's very high, though.
Very true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what your ceiling is, but I don't feel like it's that high. So, I don't know. It's a very fascinating thing because you can win 10 games, you can celebrate the 10 games, and then you look and say, well, what do we need to be better so we can be competing for national championships, which this program has the ability to do. And if the place you go to is the defense. You go straight to the defense. You'd be like, You start looking around like, do we got – like, I know we like to say guys are first-rounders, but, like, seriously, the first-rounders really on that defense? You know what I'm saying? Like, is there really any first-rounders really on the defense? You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those things where it's a fascinating conversation. Should every – podcast you do about FSU because they won 10 games should be rah, 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 yay, yay, yay. I love it. I love it all day. Give me more. You know what I'm saying?
Apparently, man, because they're upset. Like, I didn't realize folks was going to be that mad. I'm surprised at the level of hostility going up against.
And I don't know. Like, somebody was talking about, firing coaches and things. And I was talking to somebody about this. Coaches love guys that understand their workflow. So getting rid of a coach, it's easy for us to say that as fans, but these coaches have relationships, right? Their wives eat dinner together. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are a lot of relationships that goes into this stuff. It's hard to just fire somebody, right? Because you spend a lot of time with each other, right? So that's why I'm saying, like, I don't know what's on the table, but I just know when you look at the team and watch them and say, are they going to upgrade the defense? Where does the upgrade come from? You know what I'm saying? Do you go straight to the staff, or do you say, hey, let's look at this personnel and let's decide that we really have the type of personnel that we need, and if we don't, we need to start recruiting at a higher level.
I thought we were saying regular things, but apparently the staff is great. The defense is great. The players are great. We were supposed to give up 32 and 35 points. The backup, the old offensive line for Oklahoma was really, really good. Elite level offensive line for Oklahoma. Their backup group. I don't know what it is, but well, that's what y'all looking for. There it is.
Well,
man.
Well, they were great.
They're a great backup offense. That backup offensive tackle for that Verson Payton went up against, man, was excellent. Yeah. I mean, probably a first rounder, definitely.
I think. Yeah.
No,
the problem
no,
sup,
is, you got it. You're right, man.
No, the problem is they see people change these talking points, right? Because before the game, everybody's picking what? 40-24 Everybody was in the 40s, holding Oklahoma to the 20s. Right?
The offense was in the 20s, yeah.
Yeah. Now that the game got played, now we switched the conversation. Say, well, you know, they was just as good as us. Okay. All right, see? So you really can't really – when people want to feel something – they gonna want to feel that way. That's just how this works. I'm used to this, but as somebody sitting up here just talking, I'm just like, if they want to get to where they want to get at, they got to start with getting tougher on defense. They got to get tough on defense, man. They gotta get to a place, man. You know what I'm saying? They got to get to a certain place where on defense they can stop drives. Because I think if you keep giving this offense the ball, more times than not, this offense is going to get to 35 points. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I think most of the games you should win going forward should be like 35-20. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think that's where you should kind of be at. Like, you're going to give up points in college football, but against good teams, I get you might have to play in the 40s to beat them, because if somebody got elite quarterback play, like a first-round quarterback, yeah, you're going to have a hard time stopping them. But I don't think we're playing the right way.
40 points. Shootout.
I don't think we played against one real NFL quarterback other than no. I don't think we did.
We played against Anthony Richardson. He's an NFL quarterback.
Well, I'm saying he gonna go into the draft, play, actually might be a good start his first year, like. A ready set NFL quarterback.
I was just setting you up to take a shot at AR, dog. That way,
I know you
were.
I was just saying. So they got to get there, man. They just got to elevate the talent on defense, or they got to elevate the coaching. I don't know which one it is. They need to take a hard, long look in the mirror and get there. You know what I'm saying? Can you win a bunch of games with this offense in the ACC? Yeah, I think you can win 10.
Absolutely.
You know, but if what you're talking about is winning the national championship, then you got to elevate that defense.
Let me be very clear, because, you know, and I'm only speaking for me. Sam may have a different opinion. We believe this team is good. We believe this defense can be better. We believe we can win 10 games next season and we'll win the ACC. Or I believe they'll win 10 games and win the ACC. Pointing out the fact that these coaches have not put these players in great positions for large parts of the season against quality opponents,
right,
is a true statement. We've seen it and we've talked about it. Y'all have had these same complaints as well. The difference is when we win, let's forget the fact that it was a struggle against teams that weren't very good. I don't know if some of the people complaining have ever watched Oklahoma play this season. I did not watch Oklahoma play very many times this season. Sam watched them play several times this season. And I looked at their game scores, and no times were they rolling up a lot of points against teams. But for some reason, last night, they rolled up a lot of points. We have seen this story play out 6, maybe 7 times this season, where quarterbacks were not able to score a lot of points. Teams were not able to score a lot of points. And for some reason, put up numbers against us.
Yeah.
We've seen this now for not only this season, but for a few seasons. I'm maybe crazy for thinking that should require some level of change. I don't know why I would think that way. I don't know why you don't think that way, to be completely honest. But the fact that folks is mad about it is really, really, really funny to me.
Well, you know, people will be all right, man. You know, at the end of the day, I'm happy.
I'm glad they won. Are you not happy they got 10 wins for the first time since 2016?
I feel good about the health of the football program. I think in general, I think the program is set on a pretty good trajectory for the next 10 years. You know, it's out of the dumps. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
You know,
we back.
Yeah. I mean,
like we've been trying to say we back. We back. 10 wins. I think it's safe to say we back. 10 wins in particular, right. ACC and top 10 team. We are officially back. Yeah. This is a long time coming. I'm happy.
Yeah.
Do you know Nose Up that he's a first round talent? Like, what do you know about this kid? Is this your cousin? I'm trying to figure out what he's talking about.
He wants him to be a first round talent.
I don't understand. What do you know that I don't know? Like, I'm not saying he's not a top first round pick. I'm saying he was the backup offensive tackle against our projected first round pick defensive end. That's all I'm saying. I would expect the same way you should expect that our defensive end would win that battle more times than he loses it.
Right.
That's it. Even if he is a first round pick, our guy is also a first round pick.
Yeah.
He should win that battle. So I don't know the argument you're making.
Well, I mean, people want to feel how they want to feel, man. I don't, you know, it is what it is.
Hit the like button, rate, review, subscribe. Tell your people if they want to come in and talk crazy to us, we're welcome. You know what I mean? We welcome them. They will not agree. Sometimes we agree and we have loving moments and they be, you know, everybody be good. And then there are times where we got to come in here and say, Lil, great win. But there's some problems still. And that's all this is. Yeah, Tommy. All right. Tommy, you know. Tommy, yeah.
Y'all funny, man.
Okay.
I love the people this
but
part.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, listen, man, we it's the end of the year. I appreciate y'all. We would not be here without y'all. We love the conversation, whether we agree or disagree. The dude who was in here who earlier, you can skip this pod next year. I don't know why you listen. I usually don't tell folks to not skip it, but I want to start the year off with folks who can have conversations with us without, you know, getting into crazy calls and names and stuff like that. I keep telling folks, Sam is made out on Twitter, right? As like the person who like is the crazy one, right? I tell folks all the time, it couldn't be more opposite. I just don't tweet because I don't do the social media thing. Like I don't do the social media thing. It's just not my thing. I don't do the jokes. It's not funny to me. You know what I mean? I'm not the trolling. I have an attitude problem. I know that about myself. I've been to therapy. I'm constantly in therapy. I'm quick tempered. So me knowing these things about me, I can't get on social media and argue with y'all because now I'm gonna come see you. That's who I am. It's a problem. I'm working on it. I am. I'll be better next year. It's a New Year's resolution. But what we want, man, is for y'all to continue to listen. Y'all to continue to subscribe. And we can continue to have these wonderful, wonderful, wonderful dialogues of conversation. We appreciate you. I promise you we do, man. And we're going to go into 2023 with even more content, with even more positivity, and with even more negativity, and with even more skepticism. We're going to just, it's been what we've done since day one. We said we were going to bring y'all the truth, whether y'all liked it or not, whether y'all wanted to hear it or not, whether y'all hated us or not. We just wanted to give y'all the truth. We love this team. We love this team, man. And no, Sub, how you come around to what? No, Sub, you said the same thing we said. You know that, right? All right. Listen, man, we love this pod. We really do, man. It's fun every single time because we never know what to expect. We've had some wild experiences this year. We've had porn ass drop up. Dude last year just spammed us with something about, you know, some anti-Semitism. We never know what to expect on these things, man. And patience is not spelled that way, Simon. We need, well, it is, but not talking about.
We love this pod, man. We love you guys for real, for real. We would not do this without y'all. We got the folks who are always, you know, talking to us, asking us questions. It's fun, man. It really is. And we want y'all to keep listening in 2023, man. And Simon, I'm just messing with you, dog.
All right. Well,
you ain't got no 2022 final words and all sorts of stuff, man. You ain't gonna
I see y'all in 23. You know, like I always say, hate listen, hate subscribe, love listen, love subscribe. All that counts the same. Man. And I appreciate you guys, man. And see y'all next year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
You just heard the Listen Up podcast. Yeah. Yeah.